Kyrgyzstan's ousted president rallies support and threatens bloodshed. Poland's loss and mourning prompts faith questions. And Sudan pins its hope for peace on elections. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kyrgyzstan's deposed president emerged from 5 days of hiding with a threat. Yesterday, he rallied his followers and warned of bloodshed if the new government tried to arrest him. Audio Scripture Ministries has a ministry partner in the heart of the situation. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says they're wondering what the interim government will do.
There really is a lack of central power right now in the country, and that can often be very touchy.
According to their partner, things seem to be settling down, but change is coming. Prior to the revolution, the team had experienced some government opposition to sharing the gospel.
I think we should pray that some of this antagonism toward the ministry will settle out as a result of the change in government.
Dudenhofer says the situation right now is a delicate one for their partners. Keep praying.
It would be very favorable to more freedom, more ministry opportunities, take away some of the gang-like feeling that was present within the previous government.
Meanwhile, the president of Poland, along with 95 other important Poles, were killed in a plane crash last Saturday. Leaders lost include the heads of the National Security Office, the Air Force, and the Navy. Amber Smith, a missionary with Pioneers, says people are shocked and looking to faith for answers.
On a lot of channels, even some of the secular channels, people were calling in tearfully to pray Hail Marys and Our Fathers over the phone with the radio announcers.
Although Poland is a religious country, it contains mostly nominal Christians.
So when something like this happens, it appears that everybody is very religious, but there are very, very few believers here, and it's one of the least reached countries in the world.
People are clearly seeking in Poland right now, so
pray for the people of Poland, especially during a tragedy like this, that they will turn to Christ and that they'll seek Him, and that believers here will be unified and will be able to share Him.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sudan's Election Commission is extending voting by 2 more days to compensate for technical problems. The extension is in an effort to address the legitimacy of the results before they become an issue. These historic elections are a test to the fragile unity of the country, which means conflict could erupt. Africa Inland Missions' Phil Beiler says,
we had the same concern, enough so that we have pulled all of our AIM personnel out of the country for these days until the results are announced and we can see how the country is reacting to the results of the election.
These are presidential and parliamentary elections. The referendum in January is over whether South Sudan becomes independent.
Pray that there can be peace, that there will be a new government elected that will do a good job of governing.
Ministry has been disrupted. However, Beiler thinks they'll be on track again real soon.
We're fully anticipating, hoping, and expecting to be back in Sudan again in a few weeks from now if all goes well, and continuing our mission ministry there.
And today there are 820 million people living in Europe, but less than 2% of them are followers of Christ. Greater Europe Mission is doing something about it. The ministry's president, Henry Janine, says they've bathed their work in prayer. These prayer efforts have allowed GEM to reach out into Bulgaria, which is strategic.
There's sort of a pipeline for the Muslim world from Turkey through Bulgaria up to cities like Cologne, Germany.
Danine adds it's not enough for Bulgarians to be followers of Christ themselves,
but reproducing themselves, reproducing churches, moving down into Turkey, to Macedonia, to other surrounding countries. Wow, I mean, Bulgaria could become a great light there in Eastern Europe.
GEM is also recruiting young people to reach out to immigrants and other young people in the major cities of Europe. Answer the call. Go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through the ringer of life? God uses pain to get through to us. He has me. Mission Network News is making available Shannon Wexelberg's new CD, I Have a Song, for a gift of any amount. This CD will help you make it through your journey of pain. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.